This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad Arnold Pollat. This is an episode in between seasons, and if you listened to the last episode from DACA, you know that I am giving you these little updates from some of the places, from the new cities and new countries that I've been to filming recently, and I hope to put these out throughout the year in between our regular episodes. Season seven starts sometime in end of August, September, but in between then, I'm giving you little updates from the road. This one is from Sonargon, Bangladesh. This is the second place that I visited in Bangladesh. It is one of the old capitals of Bengal, so which is this region in Southeast Asia. It was a capital of one of the empires. It's very close to Dhaka. It's like, without traffic, it's about an hour. With traffic, that can be 2 to 3 hours. It is a super old and impressive place, I can say that. So when you're going there, you kind of leave Dhaka and you go onto the highways, which are just full of trucks, the most colorful, overfilled trucks ever. And what's wild about these highways, because we did make a wrong turn, mostly due to me, is there's no exit or U-turn possible because of the traffic. And because of the road, the way the road is constructed, there's like a physical barrier throughout the entire road. And so you have these U-turns where it's the only place that you could actually like turn off and go around. But they're like every 3 to 5 kilometers. That is... with that amount of traffic, that is a long way to go. So you gotta check your directions, make sure that they're right. Because Google Maps in this part of the world, not the best. I mean, the best option you have, but not entirely accurate. So I wanted to go to Sonargon to see a couple of different places. They do have this huge history and art museum. The museum itself is like kind of like boring, to be honest. There's like some historical relics and things like that. Look, I love archaeology. Okay. But just looking at things in a museum, to be honest, is really like dull for me. It's not really fun. You know, I'd rather like look at relics outside, like, you know, if it was like a sculpture or something like that. But when it's just like swords and things in a glass case, I could skip those. I did do like a quick like 5-minute walk around the history and cultural museum there. You know, if you're visiting, it's like one of those things you must do. I don't necessarily think it's a thing you must do to go in the museum, but what's really interesting about it is when you walk around the museum, it's this huge area, and they have this in Dhaka too. So like, it's super crowded, super busy. You know, Sonargon is not as crowded as Dhaka, of course, because it's a much smaller place. But they have these huge parks there that are open, with wide open spaces with nothing in them. Or, it was like built by some emperor or king in Dhaka, like, I don't know, hundreds of years ago. And they've just left it there and turned it into a museum or a tourist site, and these massive wide open spaces. And when you're in Bangladesh, especially when you're in sort of the Dhaka area, you really appreciate those wide open spaces because it's a lot calmer, it's a lot quieter, it's still super hot. The sun is beating down on you. There's not a lot of shade. You know, I do have to say, like, they could have planted more trees. Those places could use some shade, or I don't know, some umbrellas, kind of whatever, walkways. But that's the more interesting part of it. You just see people, families sitting. You see, you know, couples, you know, sitting on benches. It's really interesting. And because these places don't get a ton of foreign tourists, when you, in my case, when you have a camera or when you look different, people just come up to you and talk with you. And it's not overwhelming. You know, like there are some parts of the world that I've been where it's just like you get swarmed with people when you're foreign or like you're an outsider. I mean, not with bad intentions. It's just that people are curious and they stare. But sometimes it can be a little overwhelming when you just want to get from one place to the other. Also, when you get swarmed with people, right? Like your attention isn't at the place and you kind of got to interact with everybody, but you also kind of watching everything. Like there's a lot going on. It's like stimulus overload. At least it can be for me. And then, you know, you're thinking like, oh, there's maybe pickpockets. There's all these things. What? In Bangladesh, it's not, at least in Sonargaon, it's not that bad. Okay. In Dhaka, it's a little bit different because you do have a lot of child beggars. And those you got to watch because their hands are like really low, like very pocket level. And they're so small, you don't always notice them running around. So, but anyway, in Sonargaon, you don't really have that. You do have people from Bangladesh, and many Bangladeshis have worked abroad, whether that's the Middle East, the Gulf States, Australia. I met people who had even been to South America. A lot of Bangladeshis go abroad to work and then send money back home. And so I spoke with a lot of people who were like from all walks of life. Like one guy was just selling drinks there and he had just gone to university and was looking for work. Another guy and his family had just moved back from Australia. He had lived there for 10 years. He was telling me about Australia, how much he liked it. He said he didn't like the beer. And he said the people he didn't really like. I was like, okay. But yeah, that was the most interesting part about the museum. And then in Sonargaon, unfortunately, the absolute most interesting, visually stunning place is the old heart of the city, where the buildings are like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old with these intricate designs, sort of like a French design, but these walls are carved out, all of this beauty that I'm not really going to be good at describing. You can take pictures, but you can't take videos. I have no idea why. Like, government of Bangladesh, let people film here. Let them not only take pictures, but film here, because the filming is not any different than a photo. Look, I film things for a living. It pisses me off when you can't film stuff. Okay. All right. But also, it's such an impressive sight. It's so amazing. Like, these buildings were like, it was like the coolest place I had been to in Bangladesh. It was literally like walking back in time. Like, if you want to just go to Bangladesh and take Instagram photos, this was your place. And it was like, I thought there were going to be like 5 or 10 buildings. It was like 100 buildings. It's just the huge center of the old capital. And you can just wander around. You buy a ticket and you just wander around. There are not a lot of people. It was me. And I did see like one other foreign tourist. And you're just walking around these most beautiful buildings. And each one is really different. And unfortunately, I can't really, you know, I won't get to really show you. I did take a lot of photos. But yeah, because, you know, I was speaking with this with some Bangladeshis. And the thing is Bangladesh doesn't have its Taj Mahal. It doesn't have its Eiffel Tower. It doesn't have Angkor Wat, you know, it doesn't have its Times Square. Those places that draw people to the country. When you say Bangladesh, you're like, why are you going there? Right. And it's hard to give somebody who's maybe as a tourist an idea of why you go. I think 90% of people go to India for the Taj Mahal. You know, like you say, oh, I'm going taking a trip to India. India is a massive country, but most people will assume that you're going to see the Taj Mahal. And you should see the Taj Mahal. It is really impressive. The very first time I saw it, I couldn't believe I was looking at it with my own eyes. It was one of the most impressive things I had ever seen. But Bangladesh doesn't really have that. So, and they've been trying to promote tourism with allowing for the visa on arrival, for example, but it's so disjointed. You know, it should be visa on arrival with online portal. You get the visa online kind of thing. You print it out and you do it before you even arrive in the country. The system they have now is disjointed. And so if the tourism board there is really trying to help and the government there is really trying to push tourism, they need those. They need their Taj Mahal. They need their Times Square. They need their Eiffel Tower. Every country needs that. You know, Turkey, for example, right? Like has Hagia Sophia, like the Hagia Sophia, right? So that's like a draw, right? We have Ephesus. Bangladesh needs that. And I think Sonargon is absolutely the place in Bangladesh that should be the center of the tourism there. It is close to Dhaka. Dhaka is going to be the capital city that everybody is going to really fly into as main point of entry, I would say, for most people. And it is beautiful. And if you took the most amazing photos there, just, I don't know how to describe it, but again, it's sort of like you're 500 years in the past and you're walking around these surprisingly well-preserved buildings that are carved out of rock and stone, but some of them have like trees and vines growing in them and around them. It's really beautiful. I think Sonargon should be the Eiffel Tower of Bangladesh. It should be, right? That should be the thing that gets people into the country. There was like this old like ruins, you know, from I think like the 12th century or something, close by, just in a neighborhood. I just drove up to them, and you know, there's people like in shops and stuff, and I was the only person there. You know, people were like, "Why?" Like, oh, you know, the one tourist every year who comes here. You know, like, you know, so it was just really interesting. I think, if I'm going to say something about Sonargon and Bangladesh in general, it's that right now, I don't know, I call it being on the cusp. I've said that about Pakistan in the past, where the level of development of a tourism industry and of a country gets to a certain point where it is, you know, well established in that it's easy enough to get around, but it's on the cusp of getting mainstream, so where a ton of people won't go yet. I think for a lot of travelers, for experienced travelers, those are the best places to visit because you get to really feel like you're exploring. You get to, people are very warm and welcoming because they're not overloaded with tourists. You know, when a country becomes sort of mature in tourism, think, I don't know, France, right? Think London. It's different, right? It's like going to Disneyland. So, you know, it's not that it's bad to go to those places. It's just a different experience. Like if you had visited London as a tourist 200 years ago, I'm sure it would be like visiting, you know, Lahore, Pakistan now kind of thing. That's just how I would imagine it, right? But once a place gets so mature, it loses that. And so I don't think Bangladesh is on the cusp yet. I think the tourism infrastructure there, I think like trying to figure things out is a little bit too difficult. Getting the visa is a little bit difficult. The tour companies and the drivers, they don't kind of know what tourists want, like where to go, like the basic stuff. Like you have to do a lot of the work yourself. So I would say right now, Bangladesh is a good place for adventure travelers. It's not like, you know, like hiking or, you know what I mean? Like it's, I would say it's a good, if you have a lot of travel experience, you want something that's very exotic, but you want a place where you can navigate because you have the experience of navigating in a lot of different countries and less developed places. Bangladesh is kind of interesting. I think there's a lot to see there. It is difficult to get in between the cities. My recommendation would be to hire a car. Don't even bother with the trains because the trains are canceled all the time. They're late, they're delayed. But if you want some adventure, it's an option. But I think it's like, you know, maybe I should, you know, maybe this is an idea for a video. I would put like five levels of tourism in my mind. Like there's one where it's like going to parts of Congo, right? Where like there's no tourism industry. It's super difficult, and so on. And then there's like level two, which is right before the cusp, maybe, you know, like Bangladesh is now. And then level three, which is on the cusp. And I would put somewhere like Pakistan on that list. You know, it's like, it's one of those places where people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you went there. It's when you go there, it's like, no, it's super normal. There's a ton of things to see there. You know, it's safe enough. The tourism industry there is relatively, you know, developed enough to where it's really easy to figure things out and so on. Then I would say like there's four, which is like India, where the tourism industry is pretty far along, but it's still not the easiest place to travel in a lot of ways. And then five is maybe mature, like, I don't know, London, something like that. Bangladesh is kind of like at level two. Yeah, but I feel like if they could just put enough pieces together in 5 to 10 years, I think it'd be a super interesting place for a lot of people to visit. But right now it's not quite there yet. But if you want an adventure, you have some travel experience, I think maybe take a look at Bangladesh. Hope you enjoyed this episode about Shonargon. Before we go, make sure that you leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps us get the word out about the show. Thank you all for listening. And until the next episode, have a great rest of your day.